Welcome to Stay Strong in Life, written and narrated by Gida May. The Stay Strong in Life series features 52 episodes, each with precise, concise, and unique messages on how to find the strength within you. Each message includes a particular positive affirmation. Therefore, this series also features the podcast Affirm Your Life and an introductory podcast that supports and explains the purpose of the series. Welcome to the last episode of Stay Strong in Life. The series consists of 52 episodes, each with a unique message on finding your inner strength. Life is a journey. Writing this series has really been a journey for me, a journey of self-understanding and insight into understanding my boundaries, inner struggles, what I desire and what I dislike. I've really gotten to know myself along the way, and overall, this is how life works. The older we get and the more time we spend on our lives, the more we learn about ourselves. It is difficult to avoid. Some of us might have a laid-back attitude towards life and just lean into it in acceptance. We are quite satisfied with life the way it has turned out, and nothing has to be changed, while others may find it more difficult to agree with how their life has turned out. An inner voice might push them, and life experiences may trigger them to search for answers. Maybe they are even looking for a life purpose. Depending on who we are, we can choose to be open to the very special inner learning that flows towards us from life, where we feel like we are really getting in touch with ourselves. We even try to see if we can steer our lives in a certain direction. We read and study and try to understand the mystery of life, and maybe what we encounter on our journey will be precisely what gives us the answer to our life purpose. Maybe. The purpose of this whole series has certainly been to allow you to find your inner strength, to understand how powerful you are, how you truly light up the world, how absolutely amazing you are. You deserve so much to live the life that feels right for you. If you've listened to the introduction to this series, you will know that I compare inner strength with the light from a flashlight. When the flashlight is fully charged, it or you shine strongly on the road in front of you. That is yours to walk. You are the one who is the best to truly light up your own life, if you allow yourself to do so. You can lean on others, get advice and guidance, get inspiration and help. But in the end, only one person can hold your flashlight and light up your road, and that is you. No one is more important than you in your life. And for some reason, human beings find this understanding a bit difficult to comprehend. First and foremost, we must learn to be there for ourselves. That's where we find our greatest strength. So basically, we need to get to know ourselves and believe that the person we look at in the mirror every day is the most interesting person in our life. And to be honest, it might feel a bit difficult to feel interesting on a grey Monday morning when you almost cannot bear the beginning of another ordinary week and your main focus is on pulling through until you reach the following weekend where you have a couple of days off and can breathe again. You might not feel exceptional at that particular moment of the week, but you are. You are perfect, just the way you are. The last affirmation of the series emphasizes this. Use it. It's probably the most important affirmation in the whole series. Affirm. I am who I am. I am who I am. You are you, exactly as you are supposed to be. That is the whole truth. Embrace and accept that knowledge. The purpose of this series has not been to give you the answers on how to get through an ordinary week and still feel like the hero of your own life. Still, hopefully, it has provided you with clues that allow you to see and understand that you and your life are unique and valuable no matter where you are right now in your life. That is, if you allow yourself to feel special. Please understand this. Right now, at this moment, you're in this body, in this life, right here and now. How do you feel about yourself? Is there anything you want to change? Are you truly content? If you've listened to this series, maybe it's because you need some advice and guidance, something that points you in a specific direction. Don't worry, I've been there myself and I am still there. I've bought so many self-help books that I could open my own bookstore, and every single one of them has provided me with a little more self-understanding and personal insight and made it a little easier to understand myself and my own journey. I have referred to the books along the way, extracted the essence and passed it on to you, so I've certainly had a good return on my book investments at more than a personal level. Do I have a suggestion for the purpose of life? Yes, I do. But my answer might disappoint you. It could be more original and inventive. If you want original and more in-depth or exceptional suggestions, you should probably look for some well-known philosophers. And I am just an ordinary woman living in a suburb of Copenhagen in Denmark. Obviously, I've had a very close look at my own life purpose many times in my life. Oh my God, have I been looking for it. Why am I here? A big question. And I have no doubt about the answer. Here it comes. Are you ready? The purpose of life is to live your life in the best possible way that you are capable of. Boom. I know. It could be more exciting, but basically, it is my belief that it is actually the only thing we can do when we are granted a life to live. Do the best we can based on our life circumstances. Actually, I hope my understanding of the life purpose allows you to feel calmer. The unique thing about your life is that you are the one who lives it. No one else can live your life. No one else can take responsibility for your life. Your life is your life. Only you can take responsibility for it. And if you're unhappy with it, only one person can change the status quo. You. By now, you have my 52 suggestions on how to change the status quo if you find that necessary. Life should be like a big, comfortable, cozy armchair where you can pull up a warm, soft slumber blanket around you and just sit back and feel relaxed, happy and satisfied. Maybe take a small, well-deserved nap. But often, life turns into a small, unstable, three-legged stool that wobbles when you sit on it. Why? Often it has got something to do with life perspective. If you are fundamentally dissatisfied with your life, then what you encounter is a dense life energy, and it can be challenging to pull yourself out of and through that energy into a lighter state of mind. You may have brought this state of mind with you from your childhood, but it's only when you acknowledge your dissatisfaction that you can do something about it. This is the moment that you can change your perspective. If you do not feel that you live your life in the best possible way, that something is wrong, then you must try to change your life circumstances. Then you must act and intervene in your life to ensure the flashlight can still shine with a stable light. You're the most important person in your life. So get started. In her book, When Things Fall Apart, the Buddhist nun Pema Chödrön writes, "Things don't really get solved. They come together and fall apart. Then they come together and fall apart again. It's just like that. The healing comes from letting there be room for all of this to happen. Room to grieve, for relief, for misery, for joy." What Pema Chödrön also implies is that you have to allow yourself to live, to feel and live life no matter what. Your life journey will go up the hills and down through the valleys, continuing along uneven pathways and straight highways. It will take you to places you didn't even imagine you would visit and places you didn't want to go. During your journey, all kinds of feelings will be part of you, and you will have to handle them. You'll be in situations you love and in situations you hate. Life consists of anything and everything, from joy to sadness. A lived life can almost be compared to all the colors on a painter's palette. The light and dark ones are sometimes mixed so much together that all you see in front of you is just a gray substance. But then there are the days when all colors stand out, bright and beautiful, when life opens up like a beautiful flower and you feel so blessed and happy. Life is everything you experience. How you put your life into perspective depends on the lens you see your life through. If it is a blurry vision, you have to change the perspective. If it's too dark, you need to adjust the light. Sometimes you can do it yourself, other times you need a little help. You can only do your best given your circumstances. No one can expect more, but it's up to you. Your life is up to you. I wish you the very best life you're able to live. I cheer for you and wish you all the best. Remember to use the affirmation. I am who I am. Say it over and over again to remind yourself that you stay strong in life when you live your life to the best of your ability. Be so very proud of who you are. You deserve it. Thank you for listening to this last episode of Stay Strong in Life. This is the last of the 52 episodes that each holds a unique message of how to stay strong in life. As always, I would be grateful if you would help me spread the message of how to stay strong in life with as many people as possible. This would be highly appreciated. I am who I am. I am who I am. I am who I am.